As we are working our way through the Belgic Confession of Faith this year, all the way to article number 29, the marks of the true church and wherein it differs from the false church. I'll read the light type, if you will please read the dark type. We believe that we ought diligently and circumspectly to discern from the Word of God which is the true church, since all sects which are in the world assume to themselves the name of church. But we speak not here of hypocrites who are mixed in the church with the good, yet are not of the church, though externally in it. But we say that the body and communion of the true church must be distinguished from all sects that call themselves the church. The marks by which the true church is known are these. If the pure doctrine of the gospel is preached therein, if it maintains the pure administration of the sacraments as instituted by Christ, if church discipline is exercised in chastening of sin, in short, if all things are managed according to the pure word of God, all things contrary thereto rejected, and Jesus Christ acknowledged as the only head of the church, hereby the true church may certainly be known, from which no man has a right to separate himself. So this particular article was written back in 1561. And again, we're reminded that this particular individual was martyred because of the words that we just read by the false church, at least according to this statement. So this is a serious matter. What is the true church? The true church is marked. Notice that the three marks. The preaching of the gospel, the proper preaching of the gospel, proper administration of the sacraments, and proper exercise of church discipline. In critiquing the Roman church, all three of those marks are missing. That's the main focus of this statement. The gospel was not preached. It was a gospel of faith plus works. A gospel of you need Jesus plus. Jesus is insufficient. They added sacraments. They added things to the church that were required. Even salvation through the administration of the sacraments. Notice the statement there, the pure administration of the sacraments as instituted by Christ. There's only two, not seven. And also church discipline. They'll go on to say that the false church persecutes the true believers. That's what this particular author is talking about. He himself is experiencing that persecution. So this is a serious statement, isn't it? It's a good statement. It helps us to be able to discern. Okay, well, there's many churches. As a matter of fact, when I was in Lodi, California, and I would drive to church on Sunday, I would drive by the Buddhist Church of Lodi. I don't know if you understand how weird that was. Wait a second. Buddhist Church? The Buddhists are not Christian. That's not a church. That's a temple. But they wanted to fit into the Christian environment, so they called themselves a church. Like it says here, they call themselves, all sects call themselves a church. It's a church down the road, the Church of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful title. Wouldn't you want to acknowledge Jesus Christ? The Church of Jesus Christ in Latter-day Saints. It's not a Christian church, is it? The gospel is not preached there. So we do need to understand. And notice also that the focus here is on the identity. It mentions individuals, but the focus is the body, the communion of the true church, the corporate identity. The church has many members, but it is the body of Christ. And we are called to be part of not only me and Jesus, but me and Jesus and you, those whom Jesus died for and loves. Amen? Amen.